Licorice Shorts, written by Margaret Clark and read by Stig Weems. It's lunchtime already. The time sure flies when you're having fun, or working hard, which is what I'm doing. Most of the time I'm head down, bum up, rummaging under the counter for show bags. My feet are killing me and my back feels like it's in a permanent coat hanger shape from all the bending down into the boxes. Uncle Mike spruiks out the front when things get a little slow, which isn't very often. Get your show bags here! My show bags are better than the rest! Chocolate monsters and edible shorts! Roll up, roll up! Get your show bags here! The rest of the time he's doing deals and grabbing the money. The sun's streaming down and the wind's getting up. Every now and then, little eddies of dust whirl under the flap. The place is jam-packed with people. I've missed the grand opening speech by William Lucas, MP, and all the guff that goes with it. I've been too busy. I can't believe how many show bags people buy their kids. They look like walking Christmas trees after they've been to our stall. Uncle Mike! I call above the hubbub. The licorice ones are getting low. Have you any more, or should I take them from the display? Uncle Mike frowns. That means his brain's ticking away fast inside his bald head. He makes up his mind. No, don't touch the display. I'll nip over to the warehouse and get some more. Can you manage for 20 minutes or so? Sure, I say. He whizzes off and leaves me in charge. Show bags! I shout. Come and get 'em! Nice, fresh, juicy show bags!